President Bush heads for Africa Monday as his administration redoubles efforts to fight terrorism and disease and to bring political stability to a number of countries in turmoil on the continent. Late last month, Mr. Bush outlined his agenda before the U.S.-Africa Business Summit. He promised a long-term commitment, but said there are serious obstacles to overcome. Joining us to talk about the president's trip is Steve Radlett, a former Deputy Assistant Secretary of the U.S. Treasury for Africa under President Clinton and President George W. Bush. Mr. Radlett is now a senior fellow at the Center for Global Development. Welcome to the program.
Good morning.
With civil war in Liberia and Sudan, a political crisis in Zimbabwe, terrorist cells operating in Kenya, and AIDS decimating many of the countries of Africa, the problems of Africa seem almost insurmountable. What did you hear in the president's recent speech that might give some hope?
Well, the problems are difficult. They've been difficult for a long time and will continue to be. But there are some signs of hope in some places across the continent. There's a growing number of democracies in Africa, and the president is visiting several of them, Senegal, Botswana, South Africa, and Nigeria, which is one of the biggest countries in Africa, faces difficult problems, but has gone through its recent election where it reelected President Obasanjo. So there are some signs of hope. It's not blanket despair. Uganda, for example, has reduced the HIV-AIDS prevalence rate among adults, the only country in Africa to do that. Senegal has kept its HIV prevalence rate very low at about 1%, so there's a great success there. So there are some pockets of success.
In the president's speech setting up his agenda, he talked about removing Charles Taylor from leadership in Liberia, encouraged African nations to try to get Robert Mugabe out of Zimbabwe, pledged $100 million for terrorist aid to a number of countries, and has previously promised $15 billion over 5 years for fighting AIDS in Africa. Is that adequate, or what else does the president and the United States need to do?
It's the beginnings of a good agenda. I think the agenda really is seated on three pillars, one being defense, the second being diplomacy, and a third being encouraging economic development. And on the defense side, we are working more and more with governments in the region. We've got about 1,800 troops now in Djibouti. Obviously, there's the discussions going on about troops in Liberia. On the diplomacy side, the president's trip is a major step forward, which hopefully will open the door to more discussions on a wide range of fronts. And on the economic development side, there are two major initiatives underway. One is the HIV-AIDS initiative that you mentioned. The other is the Millennium Challenge Account, which the president proposed about a year ago, which is a program that will provide about $5 billion a year to a small number of countries around the world that are focused on doing good things in development, focused on good education and health policies, and are really committed to strong development. These are good ideas, but they are just the beginnings of what we need for a full strategy. First and foremost, the president actually has to follow through with these commitments on all three sides and does have to live up to what he said, that he's committed for the long run, because this cannot be a five-day trip and then we forget about it in the months ahead. Mm-hmm. On the HIV-AIDS initiative, it's come up to speed relatively quickly. They signed the legislation into place, but it's backloaded in terms of its funding. The first year funding for the new program will be about $450 million in 2004, which is well below what he promised, which would be new funding of about $10 billion over 5 years. On the Millennium Challenge account, his other big foreign aid initiative, there hasn't really been much movement on the program in the last year since he proposed it. But more than that, there are other places in Africa which won't qualify for either of these two programs. They need to have a strategy for countries that don't qualify for the HIV-AIDS program and don't qualify for the Millennium Challenge Account. And we need to have programs working with them to support their broader economic development, which in the long run is very much in the interest of the United States.
Mm-hmm. When you look at the challenges to economic development, and this is your background, What do you see as the most important things? What comes first?
Stability is very important, both political stability for sure and also economic stability. You need a decent functioning trade system. We know that countries that are open to some form of trade tend to do better than others. You need an agricultural system where farmers are not penalized and heavily taxed, but instead are encouraged to grow food and earn their incomes.
You mentioned the importance of agriculture, and critics often point to U.S. farm subsidies as one of the most difficult thing for African farmers, and particularly we've heard about cotton farming in Mississippi and across the South. It's heavily subsidized and driving farmers out of business in many African countries. Any hope that there might be some change in U.S. Farm subsidy?
Well, I doubt that there'll be much from the president on this in this trip. He signed the Farm Bill in 2002, which dramatically increased those subsidies, and it was, I think, the biggest mistake that they've made in terms of economic development issues around the world. All that we do in terms of foreign aid and other economic assistance in Africa is swamped by the negative effects of our trade policies, which slant the playing field towards us. And unfortunately, that's been caught up in politics with Europe, where the subsidies are even worse. But the African farmers are the ones that take the hit.
Steve Radlett, a senior fellow at the Center for Global Development and a former Deputy Assistant Secretary of the U.S. Treasury for Africa under President Clinton and under the current President Bush, thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you. My pleasure to be here.